Julie and Romeo by Jean Ray. Copyright 2000 by Rose Dog LLC. Read by the author, Jean Ray. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
Chapter 1. The first time I heard the name Kachimani, I was 5 years old. My father said it, and then he spit. The spitting I had seen before. I watched my father spit out his toothpaste into the sink. I had seen him spit once while mowing the lawn when he claimed to have taken in a mouthful of gnats. But this particular spitting, the spitting done in association with the word Kachimani, was done directly onto the cement floor of the back room of Roseman's, our family's florist's shop. That floor, like everything else in my father's world, was kept meticulously clean. Nary a leaf hit that floor, and so even as a child, I recognized the utter seriousness of his gesture. "Pigs," my father said, referring not to himself for what he had done to his floor, but to that name which had led him to do it. I wish I could remember the rest of his story, how the Kachimanis had come up in the first place, but I was 5. 55 years later, only the highlights of such a childhood memory remains. Commentators, the people reading their opinions on the news, the people on the op-ed page of the Globe, love to say that hate is a learned thing. Children mimic the appalling racial slurs of their appalling parents. Every bitter, contemptible piece of narrow-mindedness is handed down from generation to generation like so much fine family silver. I doubt it is as easy as this, as I know my...